My name is Kenyon Sola Anafuoshi, and I'm a Yale College student in the class of 2024 and a Bartels intern in the gallery's African Art Department. In front of us is a fitula, or forged iron lamp from Mali. This ornate lamp stands on a flat central shaft embellished with geometric patterns about 5 feet tall. From the center of this shaft, stems extend outwards in four directions. The array of small cups attached to each of these stems is almost dizzying. The artist has placed them in a skillful play on rhythm and balance. Look at the top, where snake-like ornamentations curl from the left and right sides of the lamp. Below these, more cups are arranged symmetrically along the lamp's front and back. Now imagine that each of these cups is filled with karité oil. A cotton wick is placed in it, and then it is lit. Against a dark sky, each of the 46 cups on this lamp would glow brightly. With its base, stems, and curling tendrils, it may have appeared like a lit-up tree, in particular, the tree of life, which is significant in Islamic, Mande, and Judaic spirituality. An important concept in Mande culture is Nyama, which refers to the energy animating all life. Nyama is harnessed through speech, acts of creation, like the blacksmithing that made this lamp, and light. For example, when the head of a family died, one funeral chant went, "My lamp has gone out." While people across Mande, West Africa used lamps like this to illuminate rooms and courtyards, this particular lamp was specially lit for the Tabaski Feast, or Feast of Abraham. On the night of this holy celebration, this lamp's light would have been a visible form of the Nyama energy that illuminated and enlivened the community.